Good morning. While the focus across the holiday weekend has largely been on post-tropical cyclone Hermine, most, if not all, of interior New York and New England will be spared the direct effects of the storm as it lingers off the eastern seaboard. Instead, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine to mostly sunny skies across interior New York and New England. Of course, more sunshine farther away from the storm center, closer to the Canadian border and out in the Mohawk Valley. Still, most everyone else will have a decent enough amount of sunshine to get to the 80-degree mark in the afternoon. Across northern New York and central New York, it may even get into the lower to mid-80s during the day today. Closer to the coast, and especially in New England, we run the risk at more clouds and a few scattered showers along with some gusty northeast winds, but tropical storm conditions will be held right along or off the east coast. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be mostly clear north and west with partly cloudy skies closer to the coast. Most everyone will be back into the 50s to around 60, closer to the coast, lower to mid-60s for overnight lows. As that storm pulls away, a large and dominant ridge of high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft across the eastern part of the country. As a result, we'll have a nice warming trend with mostly sunny skies across the region on Tuesday. Highs will be back into the lower to mid-80s, mid to upper 80s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and highs near 90 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. The next front, a weak one, will run through on Thursday night with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but more dry weather on Friday before another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms approaches for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a tropical storm warning remains in effect from Fenwick Island, Delaware, to Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts, including Delaware Bay, Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Cape Cod. Post-tropical storm Hermine is located about 300 miles southeast of the eastern tip of Long Island, and a slow north-northwestward motion is expected through today. On the forecast track, the center of Hermine will meander slowly offshore of the mid-Atlantic coast for the next couple of days. Hermine should remain at or near hurricane strength today and begin to gradually weaken tonight. The combination of a storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters moving inland from the shoreline. Along the immediate coastline, the surge will be accompanied by large and dangerous waves. These waves are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions and significant beach erosion. Pay close attention to local authorities if you plan on being near or traveling to the coast for the next couple of days. Away from the coast, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of southeastern South Dakota and adjacent northeastern Nebraska and northwestern Iowa through much of central Minnesota. Damaging winds and large hail are the greatest risks in these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy near 80, Boston partly sunny and windy with the chance of showers near 70, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 67, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0 for the month, that's 4-tenths of an inch below normal. And 23.45 inches for the year, which is 3.10 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 91, set in 1973, and the record low, 37, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with a chance of showers mainly in New England and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a shower possible and lows in the lower to mid 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, warmer mid-80s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday, near 90. More sunshine on Friday, mixed with some clouds, mid to upper 80s. A chance of showers and storms Saturday, lower 80s. And increasing sunshine on Sunday, with highs again near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.